The document mess continues. Now there's word of an agreement between banks and foreclosed homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In just a minute, we'll look into reports that the big banks could set up a fund to help borrowers facing foreclosure. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are basically flat at this hour. The Dow is down about 5 points at 11,017. The Nasdaq up about 0.2%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.1%. The Commerce Department said this morning that new home building dropped to its lowest level in a year and a half. Well, staying on the housing front now, there's a report in this morning's Washington Post that says lenders are in negotiations with states to set up a fund. It would be similar to the one for victims of the BP oil spill. This one would be for people who can prove they lost their home in a foreclosure that shouldn't have happened. Let's bring in Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group. He's with us live from Boston. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So this is the latest twist in the whole mess over mortgage documentation and foreclosure documentation. Do you think a fund like this would solve the problem?
I think it's a win-win. For people who have been wrongfully foreclosed, it gives them a venue to pursue an efficient and streamlined process of getting damages. And on the other side, the lenders who've been going through an excruciating media experience get to finally take this off of the front page.
Now, Richard, yesterday we got a report from the Congressional Oversight Panel on this whole mortgage document issue, and they said it could cause severe harm to the financial system, but they didn't seem to know the scope of the whole thing. Does anybody have a sense of how big this is and what the possible effects could be?
Well, the short answer is no. I have not seen a single reliable estimate of the total number of foreclosed properties wrongfully conducted. We know that the process is broken, but we don't know what the outcomes have been. So this is a big if, and it's another reason why I think it makes sense to try and move this all into a settled arrangement where people are finally trying to resolve it in an efficient way.
Richard DeKayser with the Parthenon Group, thanks as always for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, you've heard about the deficit-cutting plan from the leaders of the President's Debt Commission. Well, this morning, there's another proposal. It's from the Bipartisan Policy Commission, which is led by Pete Domenici, a former Republican senator, and Alice Rivlin, who was the budget director for President Clinton. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale has the details.
Today's plan balances the budget by 2014. It lowers and simplifies income taxes and suspends the 6% payroll tax for a year. Co-chair Alice Rivlin says that puts a lot of money in a lot of pockets.
That's good from a spending point of view. We also are proposing that the employer part be suspended for a year. That gives employers an incentive to hire people or hire them sooner.
A new 6.5% national sales tax would replace the lost revenue. Also, Medicare premiums would go up and Social Security benefits would go down. Domestic government spending would be frozen for 4 years and defense for 5, says co-chair Pete Domenici.
We think the economy and its endangerment is more of a problem than military preparedness. Debt is a bigger security problem than anything else.
Domenici and Rivlin call their plan realistic, not surrealistic. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
This morning, we got the Consumer Price Index from the government. Tomorrow, we'll get an index of leading economic indicators. We often look to these numbers to measure how we're doing. But if that's the question, why doesn't the government just ask us how we're doing? Well, in Britain, there's word they're going to do just that, a happiness index. For more on this, let's turn to Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent, David Brancaccio. David, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jeremy.
Well, why are the Brits doing this now?
Well, it was a bit of a campaign promise by the newish British Prime Minister David Cameron. Britain will be one of the first countries to move ahead on this after French President Sarkozy and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz were, among others, calling for countries around the world to start measuring well-being. Now, of course, the Brits don't often listen to the French, less the Americans. But Canada now does ask well-being questions of their residents, but it's not an official regular government stat, as is being contemplated in Britain.
It seems like it would take some courage for the British to be asking about happiness right now.
Yeah, you think? Given all the public sector layoffs in that country, it does take some intestinal fortitude politically. But here's the thing when you think about it, right? When do you want to start asking the Brits about their happiness? Fourth quarter of 2008, when we're tumbling into the economic abyss? The earliest they could get this rolling is maybe next spring. So maybe it's a bet by the British government that the business cycle will be on their side and that moving forward they can take credit for maybe happiness going up?
That people will actually say they're happy. What's wrong, David, with just measuring the normal stuff? Income, economic growth, stuff like that?
Those are all important, but they don't perfectly correlate with how well people are doing. You have GDP going up, maybe health care is not going up, maybe educational opportunities are not going up. So if you really want to know, so are we better off now than before, the crucial political question, you have to get data about this sometimes subjective idea of happiness, well-being.
And quickly, do you think we'll get an index like this here in the U.S.?
Maybe soon. We do have this thing, Measure of America. It's like a big report card. Just came out the other day. It takes a look, congressional district by congressional district across the country, at education, at income, at health care. It gives us a kind of happiness rating.
All right. Marketplace's Economy 4.0 correspondent, David Brancaccio, who looks very happy here in the studio in New York. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And finally, if you're looking to really wow the neighbors this holiday season, Panasonic has just released a 103-inch 3D TV. The price, just over $100,000. But it probably gives off enough heat that you could use it as a space heater in the winter, maybe even a barbecue. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Just because something's old and well used doesn't mean it's used up. You know, that goes for cars, a comfy sweater, and houses, too.
The greenest building is the one that's already built.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When old things equal green things, next time, we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.